This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday's slate of competitions at the Tokyo Olympics has been filled with a number of stunning defeats and setbacks over a variety of events. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, seeking to burnish her already legendary career, withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She then briefly left the floor with her coach and then returned to rejoin her teammates with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. With the loss of Biles, the Russian Olympic Committee took the gold in the women's gymnastics, with the U.S. taking silver and Britain getting the bronze. Yet another upset occurred in women's tennis as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, suffered a shocking 6-1, 6-4 defeat to Markéta Vondrousová of the Czech Republic in the third round. Osaka, a four-time Grand Slam winner and a favorite to win gold for her native country, struggled during the match with 32 unforced errors. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Karimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before the president took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israeli military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Forum of Human Rights issued its conclusions today. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday hailed Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one, while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints, accusing the U.S. of trying to contain and suppress China's development, while America brought up its concerns about human rights and other issues, and urged cooperation on matters including climate change, Iran, and North Korea. Parents reduced to mournful wails, either from having their children returned or perhaps not being among the 28 released today in Nigeria after having been kidnapped by armed assailants on July the 5th from the Bethel Baptist High School. Over 120 were kidnapped. Church officials handed those children to their parents at the school in northern Nigeria on Sunday. 34 children have been released or escaped. Nigerian Baptist Convention President Reverend Israel Akanji says over 80 others are still being held by the gunmen.
What happened to them is practically the intervention of God, because we are not allowed to turn the hearts of the people who took these children. And they only announced to us, go to some place, you'll find them. We went and found them.
I was very, very happy.
The gunman reportedly demanded about $1,200 for each student. Reverend Akanji said the church did not pay ransoms because it opposes paying criminals. Tokyo has reported its highest number of new coronavirus infections today, days after the Olympics began. The Japanese capital reported more than 2,800 cases of new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of more than 2,500 on January 7th. The city is in its fourth state of emergency, which is to continue through the Olympics until just before the Paralympics start in late August. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. And the first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty of secessionism and terrorism in a ruling condemned by human rights activists. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.